The Republican Party platform paid little attention to renewable fuels and ethanol, but Iowa Governor Terry Branstad still believes the industry would be important to presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. Support for the renewable fuel standard has been a rare point of agreement between Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Both have been publicly supportive of the program, but Branstad told AgriPulse Tuesday in Cleveland that some in the industry are leery of Clinton's support based on experiences with the Obama administration.
You can't trust her any more than you can Obama. Obama said he was all for the RFS, and then he gets to be president, and they cut the legs out from under him. I don't think you can trust Hillary on it either. So I think that's the matter. It's really a matter of trust. I trust Donald Trump as somebody who will do what he says he will do. You can't trust Hillary Clinton.
AgriPulse also caught up with Growth Energy's Tom Bias in Cleveland. Bias says that the renewable fuels industry feels comfortable with the current state of the presidential race and hopes to see more candidates in both parties of House and Senate races come out in support of the RFS.
You know, we got a lot of support in both parties. Our issue is not a partisan issue. It's one of the reasons we're here, to keep talking and explaining the facts about our industry, and hopefully most of them stay with us.
Between now and November, Bias says he hopes to see candidates expand their knowledge of the RFS and the renewable fuels industry.
We want them to probably go a little deeper in their thought process on where they stand on some of the issues surrounding the RFS. I know Mr. Trump has indicated he was going to meet with Iowa Governor Terry Branstad about what happens beyond 2022. And we have all the faith in the governor being able to make sure that he makes the point on how important that is, not just for Iowa, but and not just for agriculture, but for our nation and the world and cleaner, cheaper fuel.
Bias says Growth Energy will also be in Philadelphia next week for the Democratic National Convention. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.